All right. Hello. This is Tom Edison, and this is Connect the Dots, the most thought-provoking show that ever has been put on the radio. I'm a man, I like to speak the truth, and we're going to talk about things that need to be talked about because the truth needs to be spoken. And the fact that's why we have all these problems in this world, because nobody is talking the truth, or at least mostly nobody is talking the truth. Certainly in the fake news, thank God for Donald Trump reminding us that the news and the major stations is fake. But let's just get down to the meat of the situation here. Tonight, the main topic I want to talk about is something I briefly mentioned in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. In fact, that's how I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. I have recently published a book out, Connect the Dots Theory. It was made for every average person in the world to buy and start educating themselves about what's going on behind the scenes, because what is going on behind the scenes is very, very bad, and we all are being taken for a ride, we're being lied to, we're being deceived, and that's why this world is such a mess. And the main topic I want to talk about tonight, it's an issue of national security. It's called chemtrails. If you take the time when you're outside to look up in the sky, you'll see all these looks like smoke trails that just hang there. The word chemtrails refers to the high-altitude spraying of toxic nanoparticles into the air we breathe. That each and every human being that is outside when the spraying is happening will eventually inhale these super small-sized poisons and be sickened by their toxicity. In fact, some of these genetically designed poisons can even start growing inside of you. This is a horror story beyond science fiction. It's going on every day. Everybody, well, virtually everybody, I'm sure there might be one or two places that don't see the chemtrails, but I talk to people all around the country, and everybody says, yeah, we got them up in the sky, too. Some neighborhoods only have like two or three planes flying around, leaving patterns. The pilots, they lay the tic-tac-toe pattern up in the sky. They make X's, they make crosses, they do all kinds of unusual patterns. It's almost an entertainment thing, except it's dangerous. We're slowly being poisoned. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to invite people to call in and tell me about what you've seen with the chemtrails. And also you can connect the dots with anything else, and I'm connecting the dots with the chemtrails because I've done my own investigation and I've taken my own pictures. I've pointed them out to countless people, and this is a tragedy what's going on. Like I said, it's an issue of national security, so why isn't the NSA arresting the pilots of these poison-spraying chemtrail planes, or even the manufacturers of the poisons? And why isn't the CDC, you know, the Center for Disease Control, I think it's down in Atlanta, the federal government agency that is supposed to be protecting American citizens from harmful things, why aren't they investigating what's going on? It shows you what a deep conspiracy this is. And we need to talk about this, and that's why I'm talking about it. This is the most serious issue pressing, that we're faced with here in America. We're getting poisoned, and our government is allowing it to happen. Why is everyone at any level of government pretending none of this intentional slow destruction of planet Earth and the human race is not happening? And why are there no major news networks? Well, we know they are the fake news. Why aren't they reporting on this at all? Where's these so-called journalists? All these great journalists. Why aren't? Don't tell me they never look up in the sky and see this, or the owners of the paper telling them that you can't say anything about this, just like the TV networks. Apparently, the news people, they're told you can't mention this word chemtrail, nor can you show pictures of it. In fact, even small local newspapers are acting like none of this is happening. there are no stories anywhere in even in small local newspapers about chemtrails. I'm telling you, this is worse than the worst conspiracy science fiction movie of all time, and it's happening now, and we, the public, are being made sick. The Earth is being made sick. And I know this show happens to be coming out from California. Actually, I'm talking to you from New York. But the beauty of Internet radio, we can go worldwide and cover great distances. I feel sorry for everyone out there in California. The beautiful redwood trees are being challenged. The weather's being controlled to ruin your whole state. And I've tried on numerous times with other issues to call the governor's office in California because I'm not afraid to contact people. And they're just a typical unresponsive group that doesn't want to listen to anybody, doesn't want to respond to anything an American citizen wants to do for his country or area that needs help. And boy, you know, I don't care if your governor likes me or not, because I've got nothing good to say about him. You know, I don't even want to mention his name out there in California. But he ought to just resign and give the job to somebody who really wants to do the right things. And I guess all the other politicians, I can't say all of them, but most of them in California, they're probably nothing but a bunch of do-nothings, just like the governor of California. If he doesn't like it, he can call me up and tell and complain to me personally, and I can really tell him off. Well, don't feel bad out there in California. All the politicians out here on the East Coast, they're nothing but a bunch of do-nothing blowhards. Have no common sense. Don't lift a finger to do anything for anybody. And I'm on a roll now. But let's get back to the chemtrails. I'll make my rude comments about the sickening government, the Democrats and Republicans. Well, don't get me started on this one, because these are the people. I have to just get off the topic of chemtrails for a minute, because this needs to be talked about. It's insane to how many millions of people went out and voted for Democrat and Republican candidates. You know, the parties are the problem. Political parties are the problem. The political parties are the ones who allowed all these bad things to happen to the American people in the last 100 years, if not longer. Everything that's bad in America, the politicians allowed to happen. The so-called lawmakers, they wouldn't know how to make a good law if they tried. In fact, when I look back, there's probably only one good law that the lawmakers made that I can think was in benefit for the people in the whole last 100 years, and that's the one they passed the law that people could make a right turn on a red light, and it took them, 100 years to figure that one out. By the time they made that law, or 80 years or something like that. But outside of that, they've done nothing for the American people except create problems for us. The more laws they've made, the harder it's been for the average person. Well, let me just jump back to the chemtrails now. What I'd like to say is, okay, we've all talking about the problems, those of us that are aware about it and those of us that talk on networks that are not controlled by the fake media people. In fact, the media is the third evil. You know, it's a trinity of evil now. Democrat Party, Republican Party, and the media party, we could call them. It's a trinity of evil. You know, it's just sickening. And these people are just so unresponsive, you know. And it's you know, I've talked this before, but this is the first time I'm talking on a radio show. The fact of the matter is, this is the basic outline for a politician. Once he gets elected, and that's why you shouldn't vote for Democrats or Republicans, because they know as soon as they get elected, it's a free ride for 4 years, or a free ride for 6 years if you're in the Senate. Like, and this is why we have all these problems. How can they let us be poisoned by these chemtrails? Nobody even talks about it, you know. All those candidates running for president in the United States, in fact, in this election, even the independent people weren't talking about it. I was the only person talking about it in this last election about chemtrails. Nobody else was. Even all the independent, I heard there was like 100 writing candidates or something. Was anybody out there talking about chemtrails? Boy, talk about mind control. That's another topic I'd love to talk about, because apparently everyone is being mind controlled to the point of they're either scared to talk about chemtrails, or they're too stupid to talk about chemtrails, or they never look up in the sky, or they want to pretend things aren't happening. Well, anyhow, this is the idea I came up with. Like, you know, we know now that the politicians are government representatives. They're not going to do a damn thing about these chemtrails. They don't want to even hear about it. And they certainly don't want to take on the issue because of all they're interested in, all the politicians getting reelected, and they're afraid of offending people. And, of course, there's so much big money being thrown around by Monsanto and all the other people that love this idea of chemtrails. You know, after we destroyed the Earth's ability to grow food, the only food we'll grow is Monsanto seeds. Well, isn't that a great marketing plan? Unbelievable. And, of course, there's the crazy world control people that want to just kill off 95% of the world. And this is just another nail in the coffin, the chemtrail, to decrease the population. But let me get back to the plan. You know, I claim I'm the only guy that can still think freely here because I've come out with a plan we have to deal with this. I'm calling it the chemtrail watch. You know, in my, like I said, I'm from New York, and my location is already Easter, or what I call Resurrection Day, a day for a new beginning, a fitting time to introduce this plan for we the people to force the puppet lawmakers in Washington, D.C. to legislate some laws to prohibit the evil spraying of toxic poisons into the air we breathe. I mean, this is insanity. How's it going? Been going on for years. How's it been going on? It shows you what a brain-dead government we have. Yeah. Brain-dead government, you know. If there's one or two good people in the whole damn Congress, that's a lot, you know. You ask me, how many people do you know that are really thinking and really interested in the public? How many politicians? The only one I can think of, and I don't think he's even part of the government anymore, Ron Paul. Anyhow, back to the chemtrail plan. I'm calling it Chemtrail Watch. Everyone should want to participate in this plan. And the first part of this plan is to establish the chemtrail watch. And I believe that if you're a school child, you might not be up now, but if you know school children, if you have school children, that school children will want to participate in this plan of that I call chemtrail watch. Because taking cell phone pictures of the crisscross patterns floating up in the sky will be fun. And they're out there every day, so nobody will have any problem getting any pictures and then posting them. And we'll see who comes up with the best pictures. We all like to be the one who brought forth the best picture. The second part of this plan will be even more fun, tweeting. I'm talking about the nonstop daily tweeting of President Trump. We know he's on Twitter. We know he watches what's on Twitter. So what better way to get the message to President Trump, who might be not afraid to stand up to this insanity? Because he has to breathe the air, too. His family members have to breathe the air. He goes out occasionally. He's out playing golf. He's sucking in chemtrails, whether he knows it or not. Toxic poisons, you know? So the second part of this plan will be even more fun. Just keep tweeting the president every day. Put a stop to the killing of us. Dear President Trump, put a stop to the killing of us with the spraying of poisons in the air. And if the president doesn't do something immediately, then we have the right to get angry and tweet him in an insulting way, in a way he'll understand better. Like, what kind of a no-good president are you, allowing us to be killed by poisons being sprayed in the air? You're supposed to be looking after us. And if we keep doing this day after day, eventually we're going to get some kind of result. But we shouldn't stop just with the president. This tweeting game can go on. You know, we can go on to our governors and other elected officials. And it's a chance to be clever. Everybody likes to give their 2 cents. This is a perfect opportunity. You know, now everybody's watching Twitter because the president tweets. So there's the avenue where we're finally going to get heard. Don't bother writing your politician. We know these people are brain dead and unresponsive. Don't bother even calling them because they never return calls. This is a fact of life. We all know it. That's why we don't like politicians. You know, they're down there just above the child molesters. They're that bad, you know? I mean, It's sickening, the unresponsiveness of people that are supposed to serve us, you know, and all they do. In fact, there's a good movie that came out a long, long time ago, back in the last century. It was called The Revolutionary, and it relates to the unresponsiveness of politicians. There's a guy, he's trying to, he gets a meeting with his local politician, and he gets in the office. He's a young college kid, and the guy's a big fat guy with a cigar, typical politician, sitting behind the desk, and he goes, "Okay, what do you want to tell me?" And so the kid pours out his heart, the college kid, and tells him everything that he's troubled by and what he wants the politician to do. And this is how the meeting ends. The guy says, "Well, thank you very much for your opinion. Okay, I'll be in touch." And the guy leaves, and of course nothing gets done. And this is the game they play with us. And they're just so brain dead. They don't want to do anything that's really a beneficial to people, and they make up all these stupid plans like, "Oh, I'm doing this for these people." And it's all meaningless when we have a real situation here. Poison is being sprayed in the air. If anybody, you just turned into the program now, sure, I'm on a rant and a rave because chemtrails are killing everybody, and they're destroying the earth, they're destroying the ecosystem, destroying the soil, destroying the water, destroying the trees, and destroying us, because there's toxic nanoparticles, tiny small particles that we inhale when we're outside. And if you have a weak immune system, you're going to get seriously sick. And even those of us that have good immune systems, we can get compromised by these particles that don't belong in our bodies. They can even, some of these things can even pass the blood-brain barrier and go into your brain and cause memory problems and other brain problems. And nobody is even officially is looking into it. Concerned citizens have looked into it. We found out what the toxins are. We found out they're nanoparticles. We found out there's DNA from insects being sprayed upon us that we can inhale. These things can start growing inside of us, incubating and becoming parasitic, living off our body. This is a sick, beyond the worst science fiction movie going. And this is something that needs to be addressed. It's Chemtrail Watch. If there's only three people listening to this show tonight, and I hope there's a lot more, go out and talk to people that are in school, the children, and get them interested in this. Start pointing. This should be a conversation on everybody's lips out there. Start looking up in the sky. Stop looking at your feet. Your shoes are fine, you know? And look up in the sky. This is happening virtually every day. How can you not see this? And then those of us like to tweet, stop wasting your time with tweets about the girl down the street who snubbed you or gave you a dirty look. You know, tweeting, there's an important use for tweeting now, and that's to tweet the President of the United States and tell him to sign an executive order immediately. And that's what I would say. That's something us grown-ups might think of tweeting the president. Like, next time you're signing executive orders, don't forget to sign the order grounding all toxic spraying chemtrail airplanes immediately. You can do it with an executive order. We'll all appreciate that because you'll be doing it for everybody. You know, you'll be even doing it for yourself. You know, you go out there and play golf. You're out there for hours. You're sucking in those chemtrails, whether you like it or not, because they're everywhere now. And we have to save ourselves. And that's why I have invented this plan. I'm calling it the Chemtrail Watch and the Chemtrail Tweets. And we, the people, have to save ourselves, because we, at this point in time, we know that virtually all politicians are fakes. They're do-nothing, lazy, no-good people that are only interested in money in their pocket and getting reelected to get more money in their pocket. They have no brain power. They have no wisdom. And I hope I get remind myself to get back to the word wisdom, because I've got some nasty things to say about some people in government when it comes to lack of wisdom. But let me just move on here away from chemtrails for a minute. In another 10 minutes or about, I'll be asking for phone calls if you happen to be listening. But we need to start using our minds intelligently and think beyond going down to the fast food place to stuff our face. That food's no good for you anyhow. We know some of it tastes good, but we have to start using our minds to think. Because when we start thinking about what's going on, we should come to the realization that things are not just right, and there's a lot of bad things going on behind the scenes, and all these bad things are being allowed to happen. And again, I want to remind people, I've got this new book out. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where the name of the show comes from, Connect the Dots. I put the book together to wake up the human race, enlighten everybody who reads it. I guarantee you, you read it, you'll learn about things that you never even heard about. Plus, you'll see pictures of things that only cameras can pick up that exist in our reality. There's pictures in this book that nobody on the face of the earth has. And when you see these pictures, and I've got like 50 sky photos plus another 20 or 30 other photos picking up unusual things that you can pick up with a camera, you are going to be amazed, and you'll wonder, well, how come nobody told me about this? How come scientists aren't looking into this? Well, I'll give you the answer to that one already. The scientists are all controlled by the world control government, and they're controlled by the big corporations. You know, they're not out there doing real science. The day of real science, scientists like in the limelight don't exist anymore. All the smartest ones are picked up by the corporations and the world control people, and you're all working on secret projects, the stuff. And I talk about this in my book, too. I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. So it's probably 100, but I listed what I thought were some of the 39 most important ones, and one of them is chemtrails. You know, poisoning of the earth and people via the spraying of toxic chemicals. And there's plenty of people that know more about the subject than I do, but I feel it's important to use my intelligence and this radio show to bring this out to the general public, because we need to start talking about this. In fact, I want to just like change the thinking here for a minute, and then I'll go back to the chemtrails and the mind control and other related things. I've got this poem in my book that talks about, philosophically, talks about things, all the bad things that are happening, and I call them plans designed to fail, because that's what's going on in this world. Every government in the world is following plans designed to fail. Who designs the plans? The world controllers. And there's two groups of world controllers. I talk about it in my book, too. There's the not of this earth world controllers who control the human world controllers. You know, we refer to them as the bankers, the Illuminati, the ruling families. But they all are mind controlled by the not of the earth real beings who have amazing mind control powers. And it's all being done through mind control. And then it's all being done through might is right. All the people who are part of the global government, they're all connected to strong military organizations. And they're militarizing the police in the U.S. We all see it coming. And they're looking for a physical takeover of the populace here if we don't take back our government. The American government has been commandeered already. Let's talk a real conversation here. Don't tell me it hasn't. Show me some proof it hasn't. And that's another thing, proof. You know, my book, I've come up with some new terms to help all of us concerned people defend what's right and put down these ridiculous assertions we have to that the establishment tries to lay upon us. And the fake scientists with their definition of proof, which is really too limited. I have a new definition of proof. I call it an expanded definition of proof in the book. And that's another reason why you want to buy the book, you know, because I have these new definitions. And I say the burden of proof lies equally on somebody who wants to disprove something. You know, so I'll give you a perfect example. If you claim to be an atheist, you know, and you like to argue with people who claim to be religious, well, the burden of proof that God does not exist lies equally on your shoulders. So those of us who believe there's a God, next time we have to argue with an atheist, we're going to just use a clever term like that and put the burden of proof on them and say, okay, show me your proof that God does not exist. And that'll be the end of the conversation. And that that's the way we need to start dealing things within life. We need to stop jumping through the hoops they told us we had to jump through or walk through the mazes they forced us to walk through and start cutting a new path through the woods, which I do with my book. I wrote the book for common people to read. It's not for scientists, though they would be enlightened too to learn how they've been duped. It's for common people, and I did my best to use simple words so everybody could understand. So let me get back to my book here, just to give you an idea that I have philosophy in the book too. And I wrote this poem. It's called Speaking of Observations and Comprehensions. And I do observe a lot of things and comprehend a lot of things. And it goes like this. It's a blank verse poem, so don't complain there's no rhyming. For those of you who don't understand, blank verse does not have to rhyme. So here it goes. Those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. Is it all in vain? Who is to blame? It has been planned that way, they say, a plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations. The phony situations plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They have already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how the people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Well, it's time for everybody to wake up. It's time to turn off the TV and the cell phone and clear all the clutter that's been clouding your mind while there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. And now's the time to call in if you got anything to say. The main topic is chemtrails, but mind control works hand in hand with that. Why are chemtrails being allowed to happen? Well, the people in charge are supposed to be looking out for us. They're being mind controlled. And there's many forms of mind control. I list them in my book. You know, bribery is a form of mind control. creating fear, that's another form of mind control. Of course, there's subliminal communication. Subliminal communication, yes. And from what I hear, and what I have experienced a little of it, the none of this Earth creatures that are here interfering in our affairs on Earth, interfering with the human race, they are really good at putting ideas and thoughts into our minds. In fact, we've all seen this cartoon, if we ever watched cartoons when we were kids. I don't know if kids are still watching the cartoons that had clever meanings to them. The old cartoon about the person's conscience, the devil character of the devil pops up on the side of the individual's mind and says, yeah, hit that person, kill him, make him suffer. And then on the other side of the person's head, the angel pops up and says, no, don't do that. And you, the individual, are being fed subliminal communications your whole life. You haven't been told that. In fact, there's very little that anybody has been told about reality. Public education system, that's another sham, ongoing sham. I mean, I went through it. People are going through it today, and little has changed. You know, school is anarchy to a certain extent. Might is right. The bullies rule. And even though there people are finally talking about eliminating bullies, they're not taking enough measures to do that. I believe we have a caller. Who's this?
My name is Frank. I'm really in tune to what you're talking about, Tom. I just took a few minutes on that work, I think people should really be listening to what you're saying, because I'm well aware of the chemtrail issue and many other important issues. So I just wanted to give you a thumbs up, brother.
All right, well, thank you. Where have you seen the chemtrails?
Oh, everywhere I go. There's chemtrails in every city, every state, all over the country. I've been all over. I actually am part of an organization in New Jersey called New Jersey 9/11 Aware. It has to do with 9/11 is my main concern, to go back to that. But we also uncover other important social issues, and chemtrail is major, because all the points you struck upon are visible. People need to look up, and you can see very clearly that things are not normal. Those are not contrails up there. They're not normal jet streams.
That's
I've been
true.
Around quite a while, and I remember when I was a kid that, you know, contrails would be going by, and they dissipate within 30 to 60 seconds, pencil line threads. These are obvious if people would just take the time to look up above their eyebrows and keep searching the skies, and you will know right away something's not right. And then you can do a little bit of research into what those red clouds they are not what people think. There's a lot of chemicals in those, and hazardous materials being sprayed. We're being tested without our approval. There's been executive orders about this. You can read up on it. So I'm supposed to be working right now. I just wanted to commend you on what your speak is about. Okay.
Well, thank you. What's the most number of chemtrail planes that you ever saw in the day?
I've gone in one area up to 40, and I literally make comments to people walking by, total strangers, about where do you want to put your ex? Because they actually make grids and like tic-tac-toe boards.
I know. I've seen the tic-tac-toe pattern too.
Yeah, the patterns are. I mean, you can go on the internet and see a lot of people are taking. You know, like with their cell phones, a good use for a cell phone is to, you know, when you see it, you know, take pictures of it and do something like what you were talking about, you know, getting information out to friends, family, you know, and start getting the ball rolling, because this is a major issue. This is affecting our health.
I'm just thinking now, the chemtrail contest. Like, who can get the best picture of chemtrails? We'll have a contest.
Yeah, I mean, the ideas are great. I do believe we could go mainly with, like, college students and the young, because, you know, I'm concerned more about the next generation. I've had a full life. I've had a good life.
This is all about destroying planet Earth and destroying the human race. You know, it's a sordid effort. It's not happening by chance. No way.
Yeah, there is a plan. I mean, they will definitely come up with an answer once people start really questioning and getting into it.
Guess what? There's a simple answer. Ground the planes.
We need the solutions on how to do that, because individually a person can, you know, you need to get a massive, a movement going.
That's my idea about that chemtrail watch and tweets is all about. Like, let's badger the president, man. Let's nonstop every day badger him. Get rid of the chemtrail planes. Come on, sign that executive order. You know how to do that. We know. We've seen you do it already.
Yeah.
It's not beyond your capability.
Yeah. Well, I got to go, brother, because I'm...
All right, hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for reminding people about 9/11 truth, because that's an ongoing conspiracy that never got resolved officially, but it should be, you know.
Right. But try to reinvestigate it, rethink 9/11, people, because we've all been lied to about that, too. So take care, man. God bless you.
All right, you too. Have a good night. All right, hey, listen, there you go. I'm not the only one who's seen the chemtrails, but the guy did mention 9/11. That's in my book, too. In fact, everybody in the world should buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I mention important things like new information regarding the taking down of the buildings. And my piece of the puzzle, it's the metaphysical explanation. Metaphysics were used. Nobody ever talks about that because most people aren't aware about it, but my book has a small introductory course regarding metaphysics and how it could be easily have used to pulverize that building. And that's just something that we all should be thinking about. In fact, I've spoken about that before on radio. I've been on radio before, and I've spoken that somebody brought up the thing about chemtrails, and I told them, listen, if I was the president of the United States, I would simply issue the order that the famous architects and engineers who scientifically investigated what they could in the aftermath of the tragedy, they came up with all the technical information that debunked everything the government said, that proved the government, the federal government, was lying to us, total lies about the whole thing completely, and the fact that the evidence that was supposedly the truth is not true at all. And so the real truth is with the private investigation of the architects and engineers, and that's what should be put in the history books. And it was a false flag operation. It had to be pre-planned. Don't tell me, some crazy terrorist got a hold of some airplanes and just, like, haphazardly drove them into the building. And that's an impossibility to happen. And, the fact that they tried to perpetrate this on people and convinced a lot of people, and of course they had all their mouthpieces get out there and lie to us on the TV with the lying news, and everybody else who is in the in-crowd, the global in-crowd, the 1% that rules the 99%, which brings me to a point, you know. The problem with all these people that get out and grandstand on major TV networks, especially the politicians, they have no solutions to anything. And, let's take the last election. We're talking about feel the burn, old Bernie. Like, you know, I couldn't believe it when I'm watching it. These are the people running for president. He's talking about the disparity between the rich and the poor. I think we all know that already. Yet he didn't offer one solution to solving the problem. And the problem is not that difficult to solve. And in case you haven't noticed, but you might if you eventually do a search, that I happened to run for president in the last election. And if you go on the radio station and go to my show and click on my name, it'll take you to the websites where you can see what I was talking about. And I was making the claim that the problems need to be all addressed simultaneously, and that I'm the guy who's capable of doing that. All it takes is a little brain power to do this. In fact, the solutions to all the problems are known already. It's just there's people are so in government are so greedy, and the people in the world control government, the secret world control government, they're so greedy that all they want to care about is making money at the expense of the poor people. And every one of the problems that's plaguing the earth now could be solved if things were done in the right way and the problem was addressed realistically. But there's so much money being made hanging on to the problems that the ones who are making the money, they want to keep the problems in place. The more problems there are, the more money they make. The more people suffering, the more money they make. But that's the way the world is run. And, of course, that's why you want to buy my book, too, because I'm the first one to just boldly say it. It's the not of these earth creatures. They've been here for hundreds of thousands of years. They ruled the human race when we were animals and ape people. And they're the ones who created what we call society. They gave us this model and this model of government, which really has proven itself not to work because people can't be trusted. And everybody who gets in government, it's been this way since the beginning. You can go back to Sumerian times in the first city-state culture. The people who were became the governors and the rulers, they were all abusive. You know, the people who had the kingships, they were all abusive of everybody. They ruled with the might-is-right deal. They had no consideration. And this is all the invention of beings from another planet that came here and took advantage of our stupidity and our primitiveness. And they made sure that when we were finally ready to have civilization, as we call it now, that they put their systems in, got us to agree with their systems, and one of their systems was government. Another one of their systems was taxation, and this is how we're controlled to this day, because there's so many people willing to sell out their brothers and sisters for that power or a little bit of extra money instead of being decent people and taking care of each other. And people actually work better in smaller groups at a tribal level, a small tribe. But we're not there now. We've got a population of billions and billions of people. And so we've got enormous cities with large populations, so it's not as easy as it would be back when there was small groups of people. That's part of the problem, too. And then we got the crazy people, the world controllers. And, of course, as I've explained already, you know, we need to talk about this. The world controllers, the globalists, they're all controlled by entities not of this earth. You know, the galaxy, and we got to stop. When we hear these people talking on the TV, the lying TV screen, you know, the lying media, we need to confront these people and say, stop lying to us. Don't talk about the possibility of life elsewhere. There's so much proof in this world that other beings are here. Another reason you want to buy my book, because I reveal so much of this information. I don't have to prove there's aliens. The evidence is beyond, it's astronomical. you know, the artifacts that are here on the Earth. And, of course, we know the secret world government, any new artifacts found, they send their secret squads and they confiscate it and they steal it from people. They've even stolen stuff out of museums. And they just want to perpetuate the lie, like we're the only planet in the universe or something. Nonsense, you know? The universe is teeming with aliens. We don't have to. They're not going to be shown on the TV because the secret world government controls the media, and they're not going to allow ETs to show their face on the TV, nor are they going to allow them to land in public and speak to us directly, because the ones controlling our world, they're evil. They don't want us to connect with the rest of the universe. You know, there was a documentary out in 1993 where a distinguished professor of physics, you know, who investigates these type of things and had dealing with entities from other realms. This is back in 1993, and he clearly said there's over 100 alien races on the planet now dealing with secret groups. And he mentioned, like, I don't know whether it was 43 or 47 of them are severely dangerous and evil. And these are the creatures that are working with the elite. And they're the ones who don't care. They're the ones who initiate these plans with the chemtrails, because destroying the Earth, it's not their planet. They don't care. The only thing the extraterrestrials care about our planet is stealing our gold. They've been doing it for hundreds of thousands of years and stealing the other raw materials we have. That's all they care about. They want a small group of humans to be a slave labor. This is all known. So anyhow, back to the education system. What a sham. All they want to tell you in school, I've talked about this on radio before, is in the education system, everybody should take their kids out of public school now, because public school is not teaching your children the truth about what's known already and who they are even. Public school teaches them how to follow orders, commands, and listen to, respond to the bells. So you're covered when you get out of school. That's the control unit method you'll be dealing with when you're working for somebody. And if you're a criminal and go to jail, they have the bells and the commands there too. So they've got you covered. And that's their, you know, that's their future. You're going to serve the corporate world for the 1%, or you're going to jail. And so that's what they're really training your children to do, you know? And it's only, they're only teaching them these computers and high-tech stuff now, because these are the tools that the world controllers use to keep an eye on everybody so we don't get out of line, because they want us to be a good, obedient little robots. If you don't understand that's what's happening, you're not paying attention, or they've already turned you into a robot. You know, it's almost as bad as the movie The Matrix, and science fiction movies are, there's countless, there's hundreds of science fiction movies that started back in the 1950s telling us about the bad guys from other worlds that come here and want to destroy us, control us, and steal our planet and the resources. The story is always the same, and it's pretty much always don't trust the aliens. So let's start talking a real conversation here. The aliens are here. There's way over 100 different groups of aliens here. Most of them are just here watching to see what's going to happen, or waiting for their chance to pounce in on a feeding frenzy once the whole thing gets out of hand, which is working for. If you're a religious people, you might have read the book of the Revelation. It talks about all the bad things happening. Well, that's exactly where they're trying to bring it to. And it will get there unless we do something to see it doesn't go that far. But we're halfway there already. And my message to anybody, if you got your children in school, we have the internet now. We don't need schools anymore. School, you know, in a way, it's good for social structure, but the social structure of school is still too much controlled by the bullies and the uncompromising, irrational, dangerous, violent students that are allowed to go to school. And that's not a good environment for your children, especially if they're good, decent, caring, friendly, and behaving human beings. And the harsh part of the whole evil thing is school doesn't even teach. Of course, you should have probably told your children before they went to school, but there's plenty of parents that don't bother to teach their kids anyhow. So, and this whole idea that the state is supposed to teach children, well, they don't teach the children whom they are. You know, it's a known fact now. Human beings are spirits living in a physical body. And when we die, it's not dead forever. It's just leaving. What we call death is leaving the physical body and moving on to the next reality that's waiting for us. This is part of the bigger picture. This is the reality that we're not being told. Your children are not being told. And if you want to find out about it, there's truckloads of information on the internet, or just talk to people like me who are knowledgeable about these things. You can't talk to the school teachers because they've been programmed just to teach what they are to teach. And this whole thing with the police getting out of hand, it has to do with the ridiculous laws. Again, who do you have to blame? Democrats and Republicans. They made all the ridiculous laws, and the definition of a police is supposed to enforce the laws. Well, this is a whole ridiculous situation. If we have laws that make no sense, laws that are unjust, laws that are just plain evil, and then the role of the policeman is to enforce the law, even though it's evil or unjust, this is an unacceptable situation. And we just have to change these things. But the only way the laws get changed is by the lawmakers. And so it's time for us all to start badgering to death the lawmakers to do something, because they know they don't have to do a damn thing, and they're getting away with this. And we cannot let them get away with this anymore. And that's one of the main reasons that I'm using this radio station. First of all, I'm using it as my 2020 presidential campaign, because I'm going to do it again as a write-in candidate. And I am the most qualified person, because I'm the only person claiming to be able to solve all the problems simultaneously, because it's easy. President of the United States is the easiest job in the world if you know how to solve problems and are a knowledgeable person. Well, anybody, all these people telling you, it's such a hard job. Well, those are people that don't know how to take command of a situation. Those are people that are unknowledgeable, and they're not leaders. Anybody who says the President of the United States is a hard job doesn't know what they're talking about. And they can debate that with me anytime, any place, anywhere. And, you know, I'm a person, you know, I went out looking for the truth, and I found it. And I'm a knowledgeable person, and we're all being fed lies. All these problems can be solved in a very short amount of time if we had people in governments that, one, were knowledgeable, two, had a desire to solve the problems, three, were honest and not bribe takers, four, were not greedy, and but we have so few people like that, and they're always in a minority. And what else has been? Yeah, we all talk. Stop talking about how great the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was. Yeah, it was great. Great start, but it's quickly got contaminated. And I'll give you another reason to buy my book, because I've got some great statements there that relate to everything. I mentioned that it's a philosophical statement, that every time the people of Earth have come up with a good and fair plan for all of us to get along and live in harmony, the adversaries of mankind, which are the not of this earth entities and the globalists they control, you know, the global ruling families, they're the proxies of the ETs that are controlling our world. So every time people come up with a good and fair way of society working everything out, and everything being in harmony, the adversaries of mankind infiltrate whatever anything good we set up and sabotage it to the point that it's going to fail eventually. And because we don't prepare for this eventuality, and it always happens no matter what great thing we set up, the adversaries of mankind infiltrate and sabotage the good things we've set up to to the point of they eventually fail. And this continuously goes on. This is what has happened to every religion that has ever started. It might have started with a great idea, but every great system gets infiltrated and sabotaged, and there and it ends in destruction and corruption. And this is something that people should read every day, especially government people, to understand. You can't let down your guard on planet Earth, because the bad guys are looking to destroy anything good that's set up. We could say, if you want to talk about it religiously, you could say, well, yeah, the devil's looking to destroy anything good that God set up. And this is the way it plays out on Earth. I hear things are better in the afterlife on the other worlds, but we're living on a quarantined world stuck with evil entities that would rather die destroying us than come to their senses and do what's right. And so we have to save ourselves. Because if you have an understanding about the nature of things and that there being a God, it was long ordained that man was given free will. And so thereby, kind of like the prime directive in Star Trek, the higher intelligence can't come and interfere with involving a lower class of people, that's us. Because we have free will, we have to work it out for ourselves. God is not going to save the world simply because we're getting mistreated by evil, because he doesn't want to violate his own commands that man shall have free will. If he comes in and solves all the problems for us, then he's violating our free will. So be glad that there isn't intervention to that point, but we should be requesting for help, because though they can't intervene of their own volition, the good guys, we can invite them to come in, and that's where we need groups, a group collective consciousness, petitioning the good spiritual entities to come in and either remove the bad guys or save us from them. And that's the direction we need to go in. And that's why I'm a qualified person to be the President of the United States, because I know how to lead the people in a good direction, and I have the knowledge of how to go about doing this. And the first thing we're going to start with is the chemtrail watch and the chemtrail tweets. And we need to start somewhere, and we need to start now. And I hope I've put some good ideas in everybody's head. And guess what? Once we start doing things like this, the chemtrail watch, the chemtrail tweets, we'll move on to something after that. But we're going to have fun doing this, too, and we're going to make progress, and we're not going to take no for an answer, and we're going to badger the lawmakers until they finally get off their lazy ass and do the right thing and change the laws. The only way the situations are going to change is if the laws are changed, because the way the laws are written now, we, the people, are up a creek without a paddle. They wiped their ass with the Constitution down there in D.C., and we need to put a stop to this, you know? It's no sooner than the Constitution was created, the bad guys started tearing it apart, and that's where we are today. They basically wiped their ass with the Constitution in Washington, in D.C. And maybe there's one more statement I can make before the show's over. The Supreme Court justices need to be given a test if they have any wisdom. We can't no longer let them allow to be appointed. The laws need to be changed where they have to have an approval rating of the general public, or they can't be a Supreme Court justice, because, in my opinion, they've showed no wisdom. In fact, they're stuck in a rut. All they want to do is talk about precedent of the past. Well, if you keep sticking with what was decided in the past, you'll never evolve. I mean, that's just common sense. Of course, they don't have any common sense, just like the rest of the federal government. You know, like I said, if there's one or two sensible people in the federal government, I'll be surprised. Well, this is Connect the Dots. Next week, I'll be doing more of connecting the dots for you. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. Your host is Tom Edison. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, and boy, I am opinionated much more than any of these other phony disc jockeys out there on the AM stations. People like Rush Limbaugh. What a joke. If somebody like that ever talked to me, I'd cut them up like yesterday's vegetables and throw them out as trash, because these people know nothing. If an idiot like him were to talk to an intelligent person like me, he wouldn't get a word in edgewise, and I'd just have to tell him how ignorant he was, and I'd show him how ignorant he was simply by asking questions that he wouldn't be able to answer, because he's not really informed. He's nothing but a mouthpiece for the globalists, you know, out there to continue the professional wrestling scenario. And that's what the whole thing has gone into now. That's what the politics is. It's a professional wrestling scenario. I don't know who's really running the world, Vince McMahon, you know, because that's exactly how it is. One joker gets out there with the microphone, calls the other one's names, and the other one calls the other one's names. Hey, look at the last presidential election. Boy, if that wasn't a professional wrestling scenario, they had everything but the actual physical contact, you know. I mean, that's it. One, I'll say something bad about you, and then I'll get angry, and you'll say something about me and all this. And it's just like they do on professional wrestling, you know? Except then they go do a match, and the match is scripted, too. And, of course, this is what politics is nowadays. Hey, I mean, what, the word's out, the CIA tells the candidate, we've gone into the future with the time travel machine, and we see that you're the president, so we're just letting you know before the election goes that we know you're going to win the election. I mean, this is where it's at today. Don't tell me there are no time travel machines. I've talked to people that worked on the project personally. Time travel machines exist. Well, you know, we can understand why they might not want to reveal where they are, because we wouldn't want something like that to get in the hands of some of the whack jobs that are running these dictatorships around the world. But at the same time, you know, the public needs to know, yeah, time travel machines exist, teleportation exists, you know. Unfortunately, it's being used, these things are being used unscrupulously by people that really probably shouldn't have their hands on this stuff, because they're part of the global world control people. And in my opinion, you know, there's a lot of serious things happening now. It's not only national security, it's world security. It's on the table right now, because there's no doubt in my mind, it's the none of these Earth beings, all these nasty, violent ETs like the monsters we've seen in science fiction movies, they're out to get us. They're out to take over our world, and they're tricking us into destroying ourselves as much as possible. And then they're just going to move in and take over, and they'll give the order for martial law, and they'll use their mind control abilities to get the President of the United States to order mind control. He won't even know it's happening to him. And they'll get all the generals to go out and do their bidding and subdue the populace and anybody else they want to do it, because mind control is a sophisticated art today. It's a reality. Don't think it's not. It's been going on for a long time, and the longer it goes on, the more sophisticated they get with it. And this is what we're up against. And I hope that whoever listened to the show tonight goes out and tells their friends to tune in next Saturday night, 10 p.m. at Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Mountain Time, midnight Central Time, and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is the only show that talks about these kind of things in the New York metropolitan area. I can tell you, because I'm in this area here. This is the one day of the week at 1 a.m. in the morning, you're not going to find anybody in this area on any show talking about these kind of things, UFOs, mind control, secret world government, chemtrails. Nobody is going to talk about this except this show. This is Connect the Dots, and hopefully next week more people will call in. You know, this is the show for you to share your connecting of the dots. I know there's plenty of people out there that have seen things and put two and two together and say and realize, wait, something's not right here. You know, and California. you guys, I mean, you guys ought to be squawking more because, I mean, there's so many bad things happening out there, the weather manipulation, the droughts, the unfairness of the water allocating, and you got a government that is just that doesn't know how to address these issues, you know? You got governments that just want to get elected and sit around and do nothing or whatever they do. I don't know what do politicians do when they get elected and when they're not avoiding the general public and avoiding issues, what do? Do they go out and play golf? We know some of them do. Or they go on vacations at the public's expense, of course, if they can get away with it. And we know they try to get away with whatever they can. A few people get caught now and then. But, you know, that's the way it goes. But there's so many people getting away with so many things. Oh, come on, just look back in the history of the U.S., you know, government getting charged for a toilet bowl seat that cost $100,000. I mean, scams going. In fact, that's what the whole prison system is about. It's about getting contracts. So you want more prisoners in the prison because you can sell more product to the prison, the people who have the contracts. And it just goes on and on and on. One scam on top of another scam on top of another scam. And then forced insurance, people being forced to get insurance when they don't want it. And all the governments have jumped in on that one. And I'm sure they get kickbacks for seeing to it that making laws that force people to buy insurance when they don't want to buy insurance. And then, like, how about the auto industry? That is... again, who destroyed the auto industry in America? We have the greatest auto industry in the world. Who destroyed it? The lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans. They started making all ridiculous laws that really destroyed the whole industry. And what do we got now? Most people buy foreign cars. Who brought that insanity and ruined the American economy? It was the lawmakers who did that. They made ridiculous laws. You know, when America was still going good and the American auto industry was the top in the world, everybody was getting away with everything, but people didn't mind because, you know, we were proud of our country. But the politicians were so damn greedy, and they were so easy to take the bribes from the companies that wanted to make more money for whatever reason. They made all these ridiculous laws that eventually destroyed all the manufacturing in America, destroyed the auto industry, destroyed the railroads. I mean, they even have specials on TV. I've seen some of them, how General Motors bought up the small transit systems in all the cities and small trolley systems that America had a lot of good, sturdy trolley systems that would have lasted for 100 years, if not longer. And they just bought them up and destroyed them by letting everything fall apart so they could sell more buses to the towns for the sake of profit and infrastructure. And then, like, you know, 40 years later, taxpayers are forced to pay 10 times the amount they originally cost to set these transit systems up, and they're not as good as the original ones even. And this is what we have to deal with in America. It is sad, you know, but it's not going to change unless we, the people, start forcing the lawmakers to change the laws that will make sense and stop allowing us to be destroyed by corrupt, evil organizations that want to destroy the human race and they want to destroy the human spirit. It's going on now. If you can't see it, you're in the matrix already. You're asleep, or your face is glued into the cell phone so much you're not taking time to look around and watching what's happening. Our society is being systematically destroyed. The American spirit, the human spirit, all over the world is being destroyed by the globalists, and global economies are not good for local economies, and the Wall Street economy is not good for the average person. These are truths that need to be spoken. You know, and of course the fake news media is just telling you one lie on top of another lie, on top of another lie, and eventually you hear the lie enough, you get to believe it. Yeah, Wall Street isn't doing good. Well, it doesn't matter whether Wall Street does good or bad, because they're not really helping the American people. In fact, we don't even need Wall Street. You know, I'm an inventor person. I know how, you know, I already invented it. I call it the alternative economy. Doesn't need Wall Street, doesn't need bankers, and it doesn't need ridiculous laws either. So we're back to the lawmakers. So today I started something, the idea to use this radio show to create a new paradigm in a new way of life in which we, the average people, are going to start taking command of the situation. And we're going to first do it with the Chemtrail Watch and Chemtrail Tweets. And we're going to do it until we get a response. If we have to tweet 100 times a day, if we have to mail 1 million photographs to the White House so they finally get the message, you know, where they can't deny it anymore. If we have to go out and post pictures of chemtrails on every light post in every city so people have to see it. And as fast as they take them down, we'll put them back up and display them publicly so people are forced to recognize this is happening. It's real. You know, it's been investigated by private people, concerned scientists already. It's poison to every life form on the planet, what they're spraying in the air. It's insanity. We're being lied to by the scientists. Anything that comes to us by official scientists, especially if they work for the government, is lies. The people going to college are trained to be liars. College students aren't taught the whole truth about everything. They're just taught enough to serve the corporations. This is how bad it is, you know? Again, public education is a sham. We need to shut it down, you know, and get some new procedures in line. We can't have anarchy in the hallways, anarchy in the classrooms. We can't have students that know how to get along with other students in the same buildings with people, other students who don't know how to get along. Can't have them in the same building with bullies, you know? But bullies don't even deserve a free education, you know? If you refuse to get along and be cooperative and treat your fellow human beings with some respect, you don't deserve an education. That's it. We'll just send you to the work farm and you can just do manual labor for the rest of your life and you'll be separated from society. And that's where reality should be. You know, none of this nonsense everybody deserves. No, everybody doesn't deserve an education. Everybody doesn't deserve a lot of things either. If you're, some evil person, if you're like a troublemaker, if you don't know how to get along with other people, you don't deserve too much. You deserve the one-way ticket to the work farm, and then you all can fight among each other there and mistreat each other and just be kept away from the rest of us that want to get along and do the right things. We're coming to the end of the show. All I can say in the end is everybody have a good night. On Easter, think about what we're really celebrating. It's not really about the Easter bunny and looking for the eggs. That's for the kiddies. It's about a great event happening in human history. In fact, the event was so amazing. Why isn't it being talked about in school, really? Again, more conspiracy to keep people ignorant. Let's pretend this event never even happened, yeah. Okay. Happy Easter, everybody, and I'm going to sign off now, and hopefully everybody will have a good week. Hopefully the world government leaders won't do anything stupid beyond the stupid things they've done already. And we all can maybe get together here next Saturday night and connect the dots. And, of course, you out there, you need to give your 2 cents on this show. Call up and connect the dots. Tell us how you have connected the dots and what do you see going wrong, because we have to talk about it. Before we solve the problem, we have to recognize it, that it exists. And maybe next week I'll have a joke or two. I tell jokes, too. Anyway, this is Tom Edison for the Connect the Dots show, saying have a good night, everybody. And I'll be here speaking to everyone next Saturday night.